for now, everything is on schedule in Tennessee. Anything new down in Louisiana?
Yeah, Bill. Pretty much what we talked about last week. I anticipated that the LHSA was going to have to come out with a statement within that time frame. They came out with a statement saying, practice is on time. Next week, August the 3rd, hey, get ready to practice. I think, Bill, the games are going to – they're still waiting on that because they're not going to want to play games until phase three. I think that they will come out with a statement saying that they may push it back in Louisiana a couple weeks. But, Bill, they're going to play high school football relatively on time. It might be the 2 to 3 weeks that they push it back. They may have a scenario with, you know, playing state championship games around Christmas. But their focus right now is having that and getting ready to go. I know that we had talked about the higher classifications possibly pushing back. I don't believe that they're going to do that. I don't think Louisiana is big enough or has enough high school teams to do that. So relatively, they'll be on time, but practice will be starting next week, and that's a focus from Louisiana right now.
They announced the stands should be at about a fourth or a third capacity. They actually used both of those, a fourth and a third. And obviously everybody's going to be temp checked. I assume that's going to be a template generally that a lot of states use if they open back up.
Yeah, it's going to be a template here too, Bill. I think, you know, they're going to do a temperature check. If you're over, was it 102, 103 degrees, you have to leave. They have protocols with how many kids can be in there. It's 25 kids and a coach. So 25 total people can be in the area working out, plus the coach. Also, from what I understand, I talked to a coach last night that they're going to be doing three implementations. Starters, real starters, all 24 will be on the field with a coach. They will go that way, and they'll have three implementations in practice. So that's how they're doing it. In reference to fans, I'm not really sure what Louisiana is going to do now, Bill. Their per capita, the state of Louisiana, is second in positive cases. So I think that although we will have football, it's going to take a little bit of time than other states at this point.
Blake Ruffino with us, and we'll let you know how you can get all of his broadcasts and all of what he does, talking college football and LSU. Looking at the state of Louisiana, the high school talent, were you telling me overall that the class of 22 is the big one coming up, or did I misunderstand that?
No, you're absolutely right, Bill. It's absolutely massive. I mean, if LSU gets 10 of the 12 kids that will be at the top, it will be a who's who, a potential number one class. It might, Bill, from a talent aspect, be just as good as that 2011 class that LSU hauled in and the state of Louisiana had with Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Jeremy Hill. The list would go on and on. It's going to be massive. Walker Howard's going to be a 4 or 5-star quarterback. Louisiana doesn't see many times where you have that type of talent up top. Right now they are down, but Louisiana fluctuates up and down, up and down. Top-tier talent, it might be a little slim pickings for a year, but then the following year it's massive. So the class of 22 in the state of Louisiana, Travis Etienne, is a kid that's going to be here. Trevor Etienne, or Travis's brother, Trevor, is going to be a running back. Very, very talented. LSU hopes that they don't miss on another Etienne this go-around. So he's another running back that they're focused on. So it's going to be a massive overhaul in 2022 in the state of Louisiana.
When that happened with Travis Etienne, was there a particular reason? Was there a falling out? Now, hey, first of all, Clemson plays for championships too, so I'm not disparaging them at all. Kids want to go play Clemson just like LSU, but a Louisiana kid, is there anything in particular that happened there?
Yeah, so in 2016, Ed Orgeron was the recruiting coordinator, but that really didn't mean much because Les had his hands on the reins. From what I understand, he told Ed that, well, quite frankly, he didn't think Travis could play at LSU.
Wow.
This goes to show you what Les Miles did at LSU. Now, when Les got fired, Ed was behind the eight ball. He thought from the very beginning that he was going to be a superstar. Told the ATN family, you're going to be a superstar. Ed was just having to play catch up and didn't have enough time to be able to get him. I think if they would have – I think if Ed would have been there the entire year, we wouldn't be talking about this. And Bill, you could have had a class where you had Clyde Edwards-Helaire and ATN in this class and on that team last year, but Ed was just backing up, trying to get in there. And I think it could be different this go around, Bill, because Ed is very good at evaluating high school talent. Look at even the lower tier kids that he's brought in here who have been massive stars. So he's really good at evaluating talent. But it was all on Les that ATN did not come to LSU in 2016.
I don't know that I've ever seen a ranking under this category. You know, because now with Twitter, Blake, everything's ranked. I mean, whatever you can think of, there's a list, right? But I don't know if I've ever seen a list that would include, or the list would be solely about players. That could be current players on a team, or it could be recruits. It could be either. Loving a coach. Players love Orgeron, man. I don't know if there's another coach in America where players, again, whether it's currently on the roster or guys you're pursuing, love a coach like that. They love him.
I mean, Bill, it's massive. Listen, think about this. And I guess just being an LSU guy, imagine you having your favorite team. Everyone that's listening to the show right now obviously has their favorite team. Now, imagine growing up in that state, loving that school, and not only when you would come back to Louisiana, you would be recruiting when you're at USC and all these other places, and you always, when you're in Louisiana, have to pass the bridge, and you see Tiger Stadium, and one day you say to yourself, I want to be the head coach there. And now you do get the chance, and now you are the head coach, and then you go win a national championship, and some people believe the best college football team assembled of all time, and now you're getting paid massive amounts of money. I mean, he's happy as a lark. I mean, and the kids love him. He treats them like they're kids. He treats them like they're his own kids. He's going to tell them what they need to do, how they need to do it, but he loves on them. He loves everything. Bill, he's gone out of his way to help kids to get into the NFL that were maybe have not been a big talent. He does everything for these kids. You know, they registered to vote. He got all of his team registered to vote because of the impact that the country was going through during the George Floyd situation. Kids here love him. Everybody in the state of Louisiana now, I know that a national championship helps that, but everyone in the state of Louisiana loves him. Bill, if this would have been a guy from California, Oklahoma, Tennessee, wherever, he wouldn't have been the next head coach at LSU. The fact that he has deep roots here in the state and he's locking the state down in recruiting, bringing all of these high school coaches in to, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? They absolutely love him, and I love him too.
I'll tell you when this hit me. I already knew he was a really good recruiter. I mean, that's not new. That's not a new topic. But after the Auburn game, the way Derrick Brown and some of the other defensive linemen came up to him, and they were hugging him, and they were talking like they were on the same team after that game. It was, and he was telling them how impressed he was with them and how their first round draft picks and all that. But there was just a connection there that I thought was unusually good.
Well, it's weird because Bill, like Ed said during that whole conversation, I told you both in recruiting. First round pick.
Right.
That thing explodes. And so now when Ed's in recruiting, Mason Smith, the number one defensive tackle in the nation, when he tells these kids something, and he tells these kids, especially now, Bill, too, on the offensive side of the football, hey, we're going to spread the ball out, we're going to score a lot of points, and we're going to be really good. The man didn't lie. And now these recruits are starting to come in. So, Bill, now it's trickling out outside the state. Look at Coy Foreman. Coy Foreman is a hot pursuit for LSU, and some people believe, and I think even the LSU coaching staff believes, that they can go and get him because when Ed Orgeron tells you something, and Bill, I've come on your show and I've talked about this a lot, if Ed Orgeron tells you something at all times, you can take that to the bank because it's the absolute truth. He is not one of these coaches that sugarcoats anything. He's going to tell you like it is, and people respect him for that. So, you know, the aura around LSU has never been bigger. Bill, really quickly, I talked to a coach two nights ago, and he told me this. He goes, look, we probably talked to 25 to 30 recruits a night, and every single one of them asked the same exact question. Hey, how's Coach O doing? I mean, yeah. That they even recruits are starting to fall in love with this guy. So it's something that Les would have never done here at LSU, and Ed has completely changed the culture at LSU in Louisiana.
One other note on Orgeron. There's no way anybody could reasonably start a rumor on Twitter or anywhere else that he'd leave. You just know that's not true. You can never even attempt to bring that up, because he's, as long as he's wanted, he ain't going anywhere.
No, he's not gonna, again, he's happy as a lark. Bill, I would never say never, because, you know, and I know that this is the Cowboys, because him and Jerry Jones are very close. I mean, very, very close. So I'm not going to ever say ever, and I couldn't imagine Ed Orgeron being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not going to say because of money, but I just can't ever see it, Bill. Until the day that he retires or LSU lets him go for whatever reason, he's going to be at LSU and no one's going to be able to pluck him away. USC, you can't come back and get him. So I think the safety of it, Bill, we remember when Les, in the national championship year in 2007, when Michigan's hot on his trails, everyone's kind of frantic. Well, do we go in this game against Ohio State and get beat now because people think he's going to Michigan? And all this kind of stuff, you're not going to get that with Ed. The rumor, if anyone were to come out on Twitter and say that Ed Orgeron's being in talks for whatever head coaching vacancy, no one's going to believe it.
Here's one item I've been meaning to ask you the last two times. Give me about a minute on Corey Foreman out of California. What do you think's going on there? What do you think happens?
Okay, on Corey Foreman, him and Mason Smith are very close. Now, I don't believe that these quote-unquote package deals happen all the time, if really ever, but they have both been vocal about wanting to play together. Now, with California not moving to the – or now moving to football or high school football to the spring, I can tell you for a fact that he has told at least LSU coaches, listen, if it comes down to high school football – and I know that he tweeted about this, but high school football are coming to college, I'll enroll in now if I can. Now, LSU does have an extra spot, Bill. They only signed 24 guys in this last class. I know that they've been in talks with Corey Foreman. If there is a chance that he could wind up and graduate and reclassify, if they can allow that, they will do that, and LSU can take him, and I don't think other programs can. He is the number one person on their big board. They want to go after him. They believe that they can go get him, but it's going to be a fight between them and USC, and I think Alabama's starting to push really heavy. But I think that LSU is going to be in that top three, if not number one, leading right now. They want to end the class with Corey Foreman and Mason Smith. And if they do that with Bo Pelini and Ed Orgeron, watch out.
So you're saying there's maybe a minuscule chance he could reclassify?
There is a minuscule chance. Bill, I know that everyone at LSU is doing their due diligence to try to see if they can get it done. I know that Corey Foreman's doing it. I will go on the record and say I know that he is entertaining the idea that he could reclassify. I don't think he does, Bill. I just can't see that this late in the game that he does that. But there is a chance. They're doing their due diligence. If they can get it done, they will push that in recruiting to him. Hey, if you can't play high school football now, why don't you come to LSU now? You can reclassify, play the season, get a year under your belt. All else fails, you can redshirt, and then you have four more years that you can do whatever you want. That is the push from LSU, because they can take him. USC cannot, and all these other schools can't. So there is a minuscule chance. They're doing their due diligence. They're hot on the trails after Corey Foreman.
Tell everybody where they can watch you on the Chris Landry channel of Twitch and all you are doing.
Yep, twitch.tv/Chris Landry Football. That's twitch.tv/Chris Landry Football. We're going to be trying to get a lot of big guests like you, Bill, to come on there. We're going to be trying to do a lot and get everybody over to the Twitch TV channel. On Facebook, you can follow us at RU Serious Sports. That's at RU Serious Sports on Facebook. We go live from 7 to 8 every night. And on Periscope or Twitter, you can find us there at 7 to 8 at AYS Sports. So, Bill, that's everything we do. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we break down the SEC. And on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, we talk LSU and some national sports.
Blake, see you next week, sir. Have a good one.
You too, Bill. Have a good day.